This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
The most spiritual moment in my life is when I say, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. The most spiritual moment in my life is when I say, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. The Lord is not impressed with the litany of what we've done. He's awfully impressed with the man or woman or young person who says, Lord, I just want to acknowledge the fact that you're God and I'm not. And I want to acknowledge the fact that I'm a sinner in need of forgiveness. That God does more in a life like that when it's sincere, it's genuine, it's real. And there's power in that, in acknowledging our sinfulness before the Lord, because there is no one on this earth, no one on this earth other than Jesus Christ himself who can say, I'm innocent, thank you. I'm without sin. No one can claim that other than the Lord himself. I don't know how much Ohioans know about the former governor of Texas, Ann Richards. One of the most striking things about Ann Richards to me, regardless of politics, Democrat, Republican, I'm not into that at all in this message. But Ann Richards, when she was governor, along with the comptroller of the state, wanted to start a rehab program in prisons in Texas. And so Ann Richards herself went to various prisons in Texas, and when she would meet with a group of prisoners who were recovering drug addicts and recovering alcoholics, she didn't introduce herself in this way. Hi, I'm Ann Richards, the governor of the state of Texas. Here's what she said. Hi, I'm Ann Richards, and I'm an alcoholic. I am Ann Richards, and I'm an alcoholic. That had far more power in the lives of those prisoners than for her to come as the governor of the state. But when she came and said, I'm an alcoholic like some of you are, I have addiction problems like all of you do in this group, that had power. And I want to suggest to you that when you go to the Lord and acknowledge that you are a sinner in need of forgiveness, the Lord says, I can work through your life. I can work in your past and work in your present and work in your future because you have the courage to acknowledge your sinfulness. I think it takes a brave man to say, I'm a sinner who needs forgiveness. I think it takes a brave woman. And it's a person who's not brave, in my opinion, who cannot do that, who cannot acknowledge any sin in their life. Let's bring up the fourth one. The paradox of this parable. Exalting myself leads to being humbled, and humbling myself leads to being exalted. It's a paradox is this. A paradox is a big word. It simply means something that is contrary to common sense, yet is true. There are a lot of paradoxes in your family, things that don't make sense. They're contrary to common sense, yet the problem is they're true. And the paradox of this text is this, that when I humble myself, that's when I'm exalted. But when I exalt myself before the Lord, that's when I will be humbled. God gives his grace to the humble, but he resists the proud. Romans says that we have a righteousness from God that is apart from the law. We don't earn it, we don't work for it, but we're declared righteous. We're declared righteous by the Lord because of what we have accepted. And Romans uses this term in the King James Version, that there's a righteousness in your life and in my life that's been imputed. That's an accounting term. We don't use that word today. To impute something means to put on the account. And God looks at you because of Jesus Christ being in your life, and it's credited to your account because you believe in him. You believe in Jesus Christ, and therefore it's credited to you as righteousness.
Well, I want you to tune in tomorrow for the conclusion. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.